road.
I don't know if you can hear that, but it's the most unbelievable windstorm going on all around me at the moment. And it's been one mighty crack, and a huge a beach has just come flying down across the road. Unbelievably missing the houses, the city, the side of it, and just going smack bang into a garden wall across the way. So we have one side of our road which is entirely closed off for the next 2 or 3 months due to dry stone walls being blah, blah, blah. And on the other side we have a tree blocking the way. So tomorrow's going to be an interesting day, and our poor neighbour's car, if I had a better camera than this iPhone, what you'd be able to see is it's a lot shorter than it was a while ago. My God, listen to that. I'd go up into the top of our woodland, which is up a hill, and record the sounds of the wind, but to be honest, I'm frightened of being taken out by a tree myself. It's just, I can't believe it, just the sound of the wind. It's extraordinary.
Wow, Justine Potter making the point that in Saddleworth sometime, life's a beach. Justine, good morning.
Morning.
Wow. That was amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'd actually been out at a yoga class and everybody was trying to be calm and collective and came back to with this going round.
That's £4 you'll never see again, isn't it?
and came back, obviously, to the chaos. So it looks slightly like there's been some sort of bomb round here this morning, really. It's only the one came down. The fear was, we live in a very wooded area, so there's a constant battle for the council, I think, between, you know, the protection of beautiful trees in the area, but obviously people and the houses, you know, and sometimes some of the wood, you know, all the trees just don't make it, really. So that one didn't.
We've got a fair few trees round our way, and it actually sounded wonderful, didn't it? I mean, it's a lot harder with a microphone because of all that microphone noise that you get with wind, but actually listening to it with a naked ear, it sounded wonderful.
It was. I actually went into the neighbour's garden to tell them about the tree, and they have a huge, much, much bigger tree, and it was creaking so much that I actually ran away because I just thought, this is all very well, but I'm going to get squashed in a minute. Yeah. But the sound was amazing, and, you know, actually, we're in the dip in Delft, so you know, it's not like being on the moors particularly, and you don't always hear that quantity of the sound, but it was clearly how windy it was, but it was, you know, clearly one of those very special evenings, really.
We're talking about 70 miles an hour in areas, but it does explain why there aren't any trees on the moors, doesn't it? But we better hear about your neighbour's car, because that poor beggar's got, I mean, okay, one hopes he's got insurance, she's got insurance, but I mean, how bad is it?
It's a micro or that kind of a car, and the tree came down across its windscreen bonnet. The whole thing is the front end of the car is completely gone. I think they spent half of last night trying to work out, in these days where everybody's insurance is attached to somebody else, trying to work out who on earth can sort it out.
Whose tree,
really,
and all that palaver, yeah. Justine, well, thank you for... we call it audio. Thank you for sending us that. Thank you very much indeed. And stay safe. But that's why you live up there, isn't it, for the extremities. That's the joy of it all. So you've only yourself to blame.
We get a lot.
We get a lot, yeah. Justine, a pleasure to hear from you. Have a good day.
All right.
Cheers.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Justine Potter, who recorded that last evening as the wind was going balmy all over the place, but specifically in Saddleworth. We're hearing this morning that a tree has come down in Brookburn Road in Chalton. What's it like where you are? Are the trees down or anything else, slates and the like? We've been getting tweets, of course. Our tweet account is at that Cirilla thing, at BBC Radio Manchester account. Is that what it says, at BBC Radio Manchester account? You don't, account doesn't... Right.